a creature, and by that power I command you to leave this hall.
If I leave, where do you think I will go, sheep farmer's daughter? You are mortal still. You cannot be with all you love. You can save yourself. Can you save them?
Pox saw her home in that instant. Father, mother, brothers, sisters, and thrust the thought aside. If they were doomed, her failure here would not help them. But the sweet voice went on.
And there are others, wiser than you, who will hearken to counsels of caution,
who will not welcome a warrior's bloody hands on the crown, even your squires. Dare you trust strangers at your back against the powers you know oppose you?
I know their secrets. I can use...
You can use nothing here. You cannot even hide your intent. Pox drew that belief around her, palpable as armor, against the doubts and concerns the creature sent. When you must appear openly, you are weakest, she went on, as much for the squire's benefit as anything. As light shows traps, the truth will reveal your rumors and plots for what they are. She sensed a movement in the darkness and braced herself. The darkness thickened, leaped forward. Pox raised the elf-forged blade to meet it. She felt something tangle her arm, shake it. But with a screech, the darkness passed. Only the webs remained, swinging to and fro. Pox looked at her arm. It bore no mark, and the sword still shone clean.
Thanks and praise, she said quietly.
What was that? Asked Leith, who was nearest.
I think it was a servant of a Kriya, said Pox.
She feared it had been a Kriya herself. Its power echoed in her mind, a wailing certainty of doom, but she fought off that sending.
Where did all that... those... is that web? Or what?
Asked Ascariel.
It's the web stuff that Akria's servants spin. Don't touch it. It burns.
Pox touched the sword tip to one of the strands. It shriveled and parted.
I'll have to clean all this out.
She'd cleared half the passage when Aliam opened his door suddenly.
What's going...
He stopped, staring at the webs. My lord, don't touch them. I'm clearing them. I'll tell you what happened when this is done.
Will a torch help?
Aliam reached back into his room and brought one to the door. Pox had forgotten about torches.
It will indeed, she said. Just be sure not to let it touch you.
With his help and Estel's, that passage was quickly cleared of web. But they found it was not the only one. All the passages were trapped with it, though not as heavily.
How quickly can they spin this? Asked Aliam as they finished. That thing must have worked since we went to sleep.
Pox shook her head. I don't think so. I wakened knowing evil was near. I believe it was done very quickly indeed.
And why didn't I waken, or one of the guards? Fok guard us, the guards!
Aliam darted off to the main doors.
Wait! Pox yelled. Don't call an alarm. If others are trapped, they'll blunder into the webs.
But I must. Garrus, go with him. You know the steading. Go quietly, my lord, along the guard posts. Be ready to destroy any web. My lady... Take Ascariel and go through the kitchens and storerooms. Be particularly careful of places where a person might hide. I will pray, my lord, and see if any evil stays near us.
They moved off, as Pox directed. She could feel no evil as strong as that which had left, but she and the others checked each separate room in the main part of the building in case web had been left to trap sleepers.
Aliam and Garrus returned soon. The guards had been asleep, but unharmed.
They were spelled, said Pox, when Aliam